Gemara Megillah Daf Yudalet Amud Aleph. Tana Rabbanan. Arboim Ushmoina Neviim. Sheva Neviyos Nisnabu Lahem LeYisrael. There were 48 Neviim and 7 Neviyos who prophesied for Klal Yisrael. And in all of them, v'lo pichasu v'lo husirom ashekosu v'torah. None of them detracted from the Torah, and none of them added to the Torah. Chutz mi Mikra Megillah. The only addition that we find, the only change is we added Mikra Megillah. A new practice in Klal Yisrael. My drush, my dorush, what's the basis for this? Omer Rav Chiya Bar Avin, Omer Rav Yeshua Ben Korcha. The Tana Rav Yeshua Ben Korcha said the following. Kal v'chayim. Umami avdus l'chayrus, amrin on shira. We went out of Mitzrayim, may avdus l'chayrus. We say shira. Mi misa l'chayim l'kol shikain. So shouldn't we give praise to Rabbeinu Shalom Olam for saving our lives altogether? So he says, Purim is an aspect of Eidah. Eidah is a mitzvah in the Torah, in effect. There are Rishayim that learn that Pesum Anisa is a deraisa dikadan to give Eidah. The particular manifestations may be midrabbanon when we do it. But the union of Pesum Anisa to give Eidah to the Rabbeinu Shalom for Nisim is a deraisa dikadan, according to some Rishayim. Is Mimisa L'chaim L'kol Shekein. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yeshua Ben Korcha, he made such a good Kal V'chaimer, Yehochi Halon Nami Neimah. Then let us also recite the Halon. What happened then to Halon? If the whole notion of Purim is Haidah, so what happened to Halon? Where did Halon disappear? It's a Kal V'chaimer comes out, you should say Halon. If we say Halon on Pesach, which is Me'avdus L'chairus, so then the same Kal V'chaimer, and Kol Shekein, we should be saying Halal on Purim. So the Mora answers, the Fishein Oimrim Halal on Neshe B'chutz La'aretz. And on Nes, which occurs in Chutz La'aretz, we don't say Halal. So the Mora says, wait a second, how do you pull that one off?
Mitzrayim was in
the house. See, as Mitzrayim, the Neshe B'chutz La'aretz, Hei Chamrin and Shir. Pesach, the big one! Right?
That's where it
comes. Right. There we recite Halal. And that's the Nesher B'chutz La'aretz. Says, Hei Chamrin and Shira. So our answer is Kidisanya. There's a brisa that explains this. Achaloi Nichnisu Yisroel La'aretz. Before we entered Eretz Yisroel, Shuro Kol Arotus Lo Mashira. Then we could say Shira on the events which took place any place in the world. And that's the particular place for the Hashgach of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Then Lahuch Shuru Kol Arotzos LeMashira. Only the events in Eretz Yisrael are significant enough to recite Shiran. So Yitzias Mitzrayim took place before we entered Eretz Yisrael. But once we entered into Eretz Yisrael, that's it. Shira is relegated to those events, Halo, which take place in Eretz Yisrael itself. Rav Nachman Omar Kriyosazu Halila. There is a halal. No less halal, no lesser halal than there is on all the other chag. That halal is the Megillah. The Megillah is the halal.
It's even longer.
Rabbi Omar. Rabbi answered, Bishloim Ahosam, by Mitzrayim, Halalu Avdei Hashem. We became subjugated solely to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, below Avdei Faro. And we're no longer Avdei Faro. However, Elohocha, Halalu Avdei Hashem, Elo Avdei Achashverosh. We're Avdei Hashem, we weren't Avdei Achashverosh. When the whole story of Purim settled down, when it was over, where were we? We're still in Bobel. And Paro was there, and Achashverosh was still the king. Zakati Avdei Achashverosh Anan. So why do I have a question? That's the reason. Halo, you recite, if you become free. We weren't free. We were spared. We weren't free. Right? And remember the Gemara in Megillah says, when Esther said, answered, Mihu zeh ve'ezehu, asher melo li v'lasas kain, so she said, ish tzar v'oyev homon hara azeh, that she had a visceral reaction to point towards Achashverosh. And the Malach came and pushed her hand away that it should point towards Haman. But the truth poured out. She couldn't prevent it from coming out. So after all is said and done, who's the king? Ahasuerus. No less a son of Yisrael than Haman. So this is no place to say, this is no place for us to recite Hallel. Hallel we can't recite under these circumstances. So the Shaila is, according to the Man Yoma, it says, Kriyosa Zu Halila. And the Kriya is Hallel. So the Shaila is, very simply, why do we have a different Hallel for Purim than we have for every other Chag? You're supposed to recite Hallel, so recite Hallel. Why will we mechadesh a new Hallel? And this takes the place. This is the Hallel. Have the regular Hallel. So that tells us that there's something unique about what took place on Purim, and that needs a different. It needs a different Hallel. We look at the Megillah. The Megillah is a document which is very, very perplexing. Chazal tell us Ahasuerus was as much a son of Yisrael as Haman. Chazal give a marshal to that effect, that there were two people. One guy was in the construction business and he dug out a big foundation, so he had tons of earth. They had to get rid of it. Fortunately, the guy next door was trying to fill in a huge hole in the ground. So this is a perfect shushutfus. He needed to get rid of earth, and he needed earth, so they met, and there was perfect. So this is Ahasuerus and Haman. Their needs matched very well. They were a good team. So how come Ahasuerus gets whitewashed in the text of the Megillah? Haman, we let it hang out about. Ahasuerus, the lay person that reads the Megillah, you say, he was a dupe. But that he was a Rosha, you don't gather that from the Megillah. That Chazal have to teach us. So why did he get away with that? There's a second issue. And that is, there's a second issue. It's a very rare sefer. Here we have the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is act, and yet the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's name is not mentioned. Chazal tell us wherever it says Hamelech, and it doesn't say Hamelech Ahasuerus, so that Melech has a dual meaning. It means the Melech of this world Ahasuerus, and it means Melech Malchei Amloch Hamakadosh Baruch Hu, means the Rebbeinu Shel Olam too. So the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is mentioned many, many times in the Megillah, but again, never with his name, Hamelech. And we can just pass right over the Megillah. Hamelech means Ahasuerus. End right there. Except that Chazal have opened our eyes, that is a different meaning. Every Hamelech is to be read at two levels. One. The Gemara says that Shulchan Ham Esther Lechachama, after the miracles of Purim took place, so Esther had a request of Chachmei Yisrael. Shulchan Ham Esther Lechachama, Shulchan Ham Esther Lechachama, Kavuni Lederes, establish the events with which I played a central role in Deiris. They should be marked in all generations. Sholchulo, so they replied to her, Kina Atma Arara Salena, that you will arouse the enmity of the non-Jews. So Rashi says, Pshat, Kina Atma Arara Salena, you wanted to be Kavuna the Yontav with the Kriya Lios Lilashem. I should be remembered in Klal Yisrael. And perhaps we should view that in the context that she made one of the greatest sacrifices of any person in the history of the Jewish people. She was one of the Zion Neviyos, And what's the rest of her life?
Queen. Married to Ahasuerus.
She's married to Ahasuerus, right?
She has no Yiddishkeit.
She's totally in a different world, in different circumstances. So
she's like a shvuyah now.
Yeah. So you understand her request, Leah, is Lila Shame. Sholchul hamest lechacham kavuri l'doros. So they told her, Sholchul kinat moreros aleinu. Sheyimru ha'umay shol esmechem lahaskim abalosim. The non-Jews will say, oh, these Jews that celebrate are downfall. This is not going to do us good. We just said, Akati avdi achashverosh anan. We'll be living. Bob. The Rabbeinu Hananel learns a little bit different pshat. In Kinat Morera Salinu, he has a different spin to that line of the Gemara. He says that the pshat is that this will be remembered the Duris now that you write it down. Kinat Morera Salinu Kloma Kevinshati Kosi with Tikva the Duris. You'll make a permanent record of it. You are Uma, it's Shoyim and Adover Azeh. They'll know about it. It was Tannin. They'll take umbrage. But I'm from the Shalom Gemulchem. Let's take revenge on them. So, you know, if we did such things, better not keep them off the pages of history. Let them be forgotten. So she answered them, Shocholahem. So Purim did become a Yontif. I'm already recorded in the Sefer Divrei Hayom and the Malchei Modayu for us. Now, according to Rabbeinu Hananel, now we understand the answer that she answered. The question is, listen, we don't want to write this in the history book. So she told him, too bad. We made the Shushan Times already. That's it. Nothing we can do about it. So we can go on and not worry about that problem because it's not going to help us. But according to Rashi, that the problem was shon usmechem lahaskim apalosan, and she answered kvarani ksuba b'shom yehuroyin mashiir lahem oyde Yisrael. They'll see what happened through Klal Yisrael. So, but what's the answer? Problem was, so we are Sameach, just because it happened to be in the newspaper too, so what? The newspaper said that we smashed Haman and his gang. Fine. But now what did we do? We made a yontif and we dance every year when the day comes. So what if it's recorded in history? What does it help? The answer to her doesn't answer the question. So I want to share this idea with Rabbis and Alpen, Zecher Tzadik L'Vracha. We appreciate it. The Shaila is, if they ask him, this pasuk, Parksuvani, I'll say for Dibra Yom Nimalchei Modei for us, is a paraphrase of the next to last pasuk in the Megillah. In the entire Megillah, it always says, Poras Amodei. What does it say, Modei for us? One time in the Megillah. The very end. For Rosh Hashdulas Mordechai, the Choparosh Halohem Ksuvim Al Sefer Divrei Hayomim LeMalchei Modei Foros. So it's a paraphrase of that pasuk. The truth is, we have to understand that pasuk itself. Minei Yobei, we need to understand that pasuk. Well, even though my Ha'ara needs Iyun, because there are similar psukim, many similar psukim in Melochim. So I need Ian and them to understand what the message of those psukim. Kasha is an obvious question. The Gemara writes in Megillah that Nevuah Shehutzrichol the Doris, there were Nevi'im Kiflayim Ki Yaitzim Mitzrayim, more than a million Nevi'im. So which Nevuahs are recorded in history? Nevuah Shehutzrichol the Doris, something which has as a timeless message, was recorded to Nach in the Nevi'im. If it's a timely message but not timeless, so it was not written. That's it, it was for its time. It doesn't need to be written. It doesn't speak to me today. So the shaila is the following. Look. Mordechai Yehudi. So he acted, he had a certain role, he saved the Jewish people, he became the prophet. This is the point. Yeah. How about the Paroshas Gdulas Mordechai? Everything else that you want to know about Mordechai. So it says, Halohim Ksuvim, Al Sefer, Divrei Hayom, and Malchim, Odeh Aphoros. What's this pasuk doing? What's he trying to tell me? Monosha. If the things that are in those archives are necessarily dangerous, so they should be recorded in Ksuvim. Elamai, they're not necessary. The dangerous. So who cares about them? What's the point of telling me, Halohim Ksuvim, Al Sefer, Divrei Hayom, and Malchim, Odeh Aphoros? Monosha. What's the point of this pasuk? So I said, pshat in this pasuk is, and that's why, what did Esther answer? This is the pasuk she used, the phrase she used. Kraksuvani adivrei hayom in the malchim olei afaros. Esther said to them, we're not going to make this is not Pesach. It's not a Jewish celebration. Not what we're going to celebrate. What we're celebrating is that we had a righteous and benevolent king, that when he saw the threat of an anti-Semite such as Haman, he stepped in and he hung on and he spared the Jewish people and he protected us. That's what we're celebrating. And that's why the entire Megillah paints Achashverosh in very nice terms. He was deceived, but he wasn't an evil man. You know, he just merely had to find out what the evil that was intended was, and he struck Haman down. The Rabbeinu Shalom is not mentioned. It's not a religious document. If you're as old as I am, you'll recall the Watergate scandal. Yeah. Who could read all the papers in the Watergate scandal? Not Shaila. So what do? Some enterprising book companies put out a synopsis. They took the main documents that were in the Watergate papers and they gave you a synopsis. So instead of reading, you know, 20 trillion pages, you can read 1,000 pages and know all the Maramakimus. You want to read the whole thing? Yeah, listen, Nalai and Ksuvim, you know, they're written, they're available. The information's out there. If you want to wade through it all, it's all there. But if you want the story, the brief version, of all the Maramakimus, this is it. Those were the synopsis of the Watergate papers. So she told the Chacham very simply, we're going to write a Megillah. What's the Megillah? It's a synopsis of the official archives of the Persian Empire. This whole story? You want to know what this is all about? The whole story? Is Halong Ksuvim HaSefer Divrei Hayom LeMalchei Modeh Aphoros. This is an essential part of Persian history. It's a chapter in the life of our benevolent king. And this is culled from the official documents of the Persian Empire. So this is not a Jewish celebration, you're right. We can't have a Jewish celebration. You know, the Chumash long ago said, Ki'atim ha'ma'at mikolam. If we're going to celebrate in Persia that we killed 75,000 goyim, we're not going to survive the enterprise. But we're celebrating that there was a kind king, a benevolent king, a merciful king, who didn't allow, you know, even a minority to be persecuted. So we're raising the banner of Persia in our celebration. Long live the monarchy. Long live the monarch. That's the celebration.
So why was it backwards? Why that cards?
That's for a different reason. The Gemara says because they had a power-sharing arrangement, like in Lebanon, that the top officer was from one and the second-in-command was from the other one. Well, however they rotated, but that's the way it had to be. Whoever was the top officer was from one country, then the second-in-command was from the other. And if they flipped around the other way, so then it had the other one got the second-in-command. That's why. But that's the postic that she paraphrased. What type of, we need a different halal when it comes to celebrating as Akati, the facts on the ground are Akati Abdi Achashverosh Hanan, even if that's not an impediment to saying halal. but that demands a different halal. It's not the same halal we're going to recite when we went literally me'avdus l'chayrus. This is a more subdued halal. It's a halal that we can recite in the golos, under the conditions of golos. That's the parameters, that's our limits.
So how can we recite that we killed 75,000 people?
So that was part of the king's, you know, benevolence that he allowed, you know, racist people to be killed, you know. It's the king's mishpat. You know, but what we're celebrating is that the king
wiped out
the king wiped out the racists, you know. Those people that want to persecute others in his empire, he struck them down. He would not, you know, tolerate such type of behavior. Wanted a society where everyone had security.
Equal
rights. Everyone was treated equally before the king. To live without, you know, no one should be persecuted. That's what we can celebrate. A uniquely Jewish celebration that the Rebbeinu Shalom saved us and the Rebbeinu Shalom struck us down. Can't talk in such terms. We have to be more subdued. So this is the halal that we have. It's a different halal from Metzius. The circumstances are different. The halal is different. Thank the Rebbeinu Shalom differently. The shaila is, we've had many hatzolos in history, in all the eras of the Jewish people. And you read, why is it that this one stands out? Why does this one stand out? In the Alanisim, we say three things. The three things happened. Ifartas atzoso, ukukaktas machshafto, vashivoyselo gulo baroisha. Haman intended to wipe out the Jewish people, and he did three things to him. Ifartas atzoso, ukukaktas machshafto, vashivoyselo gulo baroisha. So, what are these three things? There's only one thing in the Megillah which could be called an Eitzah. We find Haman gathered his Yayatzer, his advisors. This Mordechai was a thorn in his side. Chose Nenu Shoiveli, right? Bechaleitzah Sha'ariray, as Mordechai Yehudi, Yeshu, B'Sha'a Melech. Being prime minister, having all the power that I have, I can't enjoy it. So, they gave him an Eitzah. Go to the king, you know, he's. And I guess he was important enough a person, Mordechai, that you just couldn't take him out without the king signing off on it. That wouldn't be the right thing to do. But you'll go, and with your influence, you'll tell the king, and that's it. And you'll finish him off, and you'll call to Esther's Mishta, right? Sameach v'toyv leiv.
Just the occurred, when Haman came, he wasn't invited to come to the king to ask in the morning to hang.
No.
Mordechai. So wasn't he subject to the same rule as Esther?
No, he didn't march in. He stayed outside. Yeah. So the watchman, the servants told the king that the prime minister is hanging out. And the, you know, so if you're the king and the prime minister comes in the middle of the night, you'd like to know what he has to say. Particularly Achashverosh. Achashverosh was a very nervous person. He was afraid, because he really had usurped power, that there'd be coups against him. And he was constantly on guard. And that's why he made sure constantly he was perturbed when he found out that he hadn't paid off Mordechai. It was essential for him to pay off anyone that did him a favor. He had to keep the information flowing. So he needed a reputation as a guy that pays his debts. If you do a favor for him, the king will take good care of you. That's how he protected his life. So if the prime minister comes knocking on your door, and if the secretary of state shows up at outside the private residence of the president at 3 a.m. in the morning, you figure there has to be a reason for it. So you get concerned. So that was his Eitzah. It's Hefartas Atzos. The Rebbeinu Shalom fold his Eitzah. Because it is his incessant desire for personal security. Achashverosh had them read constantly from the Sefer Divrei HaYomim to make sure that everyone was taken care of. And he discovers that, you know, Mordechai didn't clear the bill with him. That's a far to say. Kukaltas machshavta. So it says in the Megillah, machshavas haman ben amadosa. Because the his machshava is, that's what it describes, is lahashmid larug la'abir is kol ha'yud. That's what the Pasuk tells us. That's machshavas haman. He farted at Soso, who called us Machshafto. He undid, he undermined his Machshav to kill the Jewish people. But that's still not enough to celebrate yet. Because it was spirit, that's true. But something else happened. And that something else is very rare in Jewish history. Very, very rare in Jewish history. That Haman himself fell into our hands and we executed Mishpat upon him. There have been many, many Sinai Yisrael in all the Doros. Very, very few have we been Zaycha to put our hands on him and to give them what was due to them. The Rabbeinu Shalom's chesed was not only that we escaped, but we were able actually to meet our punishment to Haman too. That's a rarity in Jewish history. But all three of those things are combined. That his personal feud with Mordechai against the Jews, his desire to annihilate all of the Jewish people, were undermined or foiled. And that he paid the price for it. This is unusual in Jewish history. It does not happen too often. Where can we find? We almost know of no such cases. In our era. Right? In our era, we had such a case. Right? By the simcha that European Jews had when Eichmann was apprehended and hung in Eretz Yisrael. That this person that had murdered all their families, that Yidden brought him to Mishpat, and Yidden sentenced him to death and carried it out, was a tremendous simcha for European Jews. Tremendous. But again, one of those rare moments in history. Unfortunately, in the contemporary one, we were not zeicha to follow the plot. So Purim is unusual. How the degree of the Hatzalah was to the unusual degree that the Rebbeinu Shalom has granted us Purim. Something that I've mentioned many times before, I saw now that it's quoted, there's a source in Pelayoyetz for it. I've mentioned many times in this forum that the Rebbetzins of Zizan Gesund, our family is related to the Satmar Rebbe, Zechut Tzadik Lebracha. My mother-in-law is from the family of the Satmar Rebbe. And because of that, my Rebbetzin as a child used to bring Shalach Monos to the Satmar Rebbetzin, and she was allowed into the house on Purim. They couldn't have everybody come into the house, they would have been overwhelmed. But she was a relative, so she was allowed in as a relative, she was allowed into the house at the Satmar Rebbe. So she observed that the Rebbe had a time on Purim that he let people that were childless come into the house, and he used to cry together with them and was mispala with them on Purim. And it's his mantvila. Pele Yoyet says, and it's a tremendous mantvila, Purim. So in the midst of everything else, all the other mitzvahs that we have to do, we need to remember that Purim is this man of Yeshua's. It's this man to be mispala. So the tefillah on Purim, we have to take very, very, very seriously, Rabbi say. It's a tremendous opportunity. Pshat is, since it's this man of Yeshua, so in each year, when Purim comes again, it's this man Yeshua. The gates of Yeshua open. If we mispalo before the Rebbeinu Shalom, the opportunity is golden. So we have to avail ourselves of that opportunity. Now I wanted to take a little bit a look at some of the halachas that are relevant to all of us. So we'll do what we can do with them, as far as we can get.
This year, when is the best time to give matzah shekel? On Thursday night or on Sunday morning?
I presume we're going to do it. I imagine we're going to do a Tainus Esther still. That's what, you know. Those that don't do it then will do it per morning. But we, you know, the time. Yeah. Chayav Adam Likrei Samagila Balayla Walachsu L'Sharei Sebeyei. We have to read the Megillah twice. Once in the night and once in the daytime. B'shalayla Zmana Kol Alayla, the one at night has to be in the entire night. B'shalayim Zmana Kol Alayim. The daytime one starts really L'Chatchila Mehanei Tzachama, after the sun rises. At Seif Hayim until Shkia Tzachama. And if a person doesn't get up to reading the Megillah right till Shkia Tzachama, you won't be able to get it in until Ben Hashmoshes, so then you should read it without a bracha. As long as one reads it after daybreak, is Yotza, one is Yotza. And this is a general principle of all the mitzvahs that are biyayim. So the Mishnah says in Megillah Daf Chof that we should perform these mitzvahs only after the sun rises, even though halachically the day begins at daybreak. But a person could err at daybreak and be too early. So therefore, Chazal wanted us to wait until after the sun rises. Sunrise is a very obvious thing. And Ramayla, sunrise being an obvious thing, so we won't make a mistake. But b'di'evid, if we read it after Amar HaShachar, it is day in B'yotzi.
So that's the night reading is until Amar HaShachar?
Until Amar HaShachar, yeah. Until Amar HaShachar. Zmana kol halaylo. Aram Rashachar. Like Korah Kaidim, if you live in a shul, like Yikra, the Mishalam Rashachar Yimamahu. In other words, it doesn't have the din of Kriyashma. Kriyashma is a special din because it says Ubishach Picha, and not everyone gets up before the sun rises. People are still sleeping. That we could be Yaitzeh, but the Evidi Gemara says in Brochus after daybreak until the sun rises. But that's a din that's relegated only to Kriyashma.
Yeah, Amar HaShachar, the earliest time Talos is going, is that the same thing?
22 minutes before that.
22 minutes before
this man that we use for Tulim.
Is Amar HaShachar.
Is Amar HaShachar, yes. HaKol Chayovim B'Kriyos HaNoshim B'Noshim B'Gerim B'Avodim B'Shachorim. Everyone is Chayiv in the Megillah. Men, women, and we're supposed to be mechanach the children to read it. Now in Sif Gimel we have the following: Yeshom lefilo should have been Dalit. Oops, sorry, should have been Beis. It's a question. V'yeshom rim and v'yisha korah la'atzmo. If a woman reads the Megillah for herself, mevorechus lishmoya. According to the Chayyim, it's lishmoya mikra Megillah. There are Rishonim that hold that the woman is only obligated to hear the Megillah. She has no chiyuv to actually read the Megillah. I don't want to go into now, that's a shir in its own right, what it means, a chiyuv of kriya, a chiyuv of shmiya. But the Rishonim are mechadish, the notion, the Balei HaTosfos, that the woman is mechuyuv in shmiya, not in kriya. So she can't say a mikra Megillah, it's rather lishmoya mikra Megillah. So if one is reading for a woman, and she, no men are being yaitzi, so she in fact should make the bracha herself. And because she's capable of making the bracha herself, so she should make the bracha herself. And then they will hear the Megillah. The bracha that she makes is the Shmoya Mikra Megillah. So this is important to know. That the bracha of women is different. Now, one of the things which differentiates Kriyas HaMegillah from the regular Kriyas HaTorah, Kriyas HaTorah, let's talk about Me'ikar Adin. Me'ikar Adin, supposed about Kriyas reading, you go to Shul Parshas Vayakal Pekuda, right? Yeah, about 230 psukim, something like that, right? The biggest. And what happens? He makes a mistake in the second pasuk. When you get up to the next pasuk in Pekuda, you realize, hey, wait a second, you made a mistake back in the second pasuk in Parshas Vayakal. So what do you do now?
You don't go back.
So, generally speaking, like this, the Chofetz Chaim says that midino. You don't have to read in order. You could read out of order too. So you could take that pasuk, let's say two other psukim next to it, and read it, and then continue reading in Parshas Pekudei. But the Chofetz Chaim writes, generally speaking, one should not do that, because it'll become very confusing to the listeners if you start reading in your own order. So I've always added to that, there's a Bamed Vora Mamura. That's assuming that the amount that you have to go back is a minimal amount. If we're going to go back, you know, majorly and make a huge Tircha de Tzibura out of it, you know, it's going back 40, 50, 100 psukim, then the Chofetz Chaim said, did not mean we shouldn't follow the Ikar Adin. So the Ikar Adin is, we don't have to read in order. And from that, my corollary is that if you make a mistake in Shnai Mikra Becha Targum, and you realize it later, so the most you have to do, you probably don't even have to do three psukim, even though I do, because it's not a din of Kriya Satara Barabim, but it can't be more chomer than Kriya Satara Barabim, Shnai Mikra Becha Targum. So if you did it out of order, you'd also be Yaitse. Now, that would be very good, because we have a halacha in Hilchos Megillah. Suppose I miss a word, so a miyut of the Megillah, a minority of the text, I could do Baal Peh even, or from a chumash. So it could be very good. I finished the Megillah, and I realized, you know, back in Perek Vav, I missed the pasuk. So I don't have to, no problem. I'll just wait till we get to the end. And when we get to the end, I'll do the pasuk from Perek Vav, and I'm Yoitz. So the only problem is it doesn't work. The Gemara tells us, Akorias a Megillah l'mafreya lo yotza. If you go out of order, you're not Yoitz. Korah pasuk Aleph, if you read the first pasuk, with Dila Gashani, and you skip pasuk number two, with Korah Shlishi, and you read the third one, and then you said, oops. You went back to read the second, subsequently, lo yotzo. They should call them afraid. You went out of order. Even one posik, the kates of yasa, you have to go back. Maschumi posik hasheni. You have to start from the second posik. Shochach, the one that he omitted, recurri ala seidan, read the rest of the Megillah in order. So this is what makes it so difficult to be yotzei.
So it has to be in order, but it can't have duplication. That's not a problem. You don't have to go back to Aleph.
No. Because the Aleph is fun.
No, but I'm saying the duplication is not a problem because you read 1, yeah. 3, yeah. Now you're going to read 2, 3. You're going to read
twice. Duplication is not a problem. Correct.
Okay, because it makes a difference. Otherwise, you'd have to go back to 1.
Yeah. You don't have to go back to 1. So therefore, we have to really be timely in catching up to the Bakriya because we can't make up for it later. So this is an important point. Now, I don't know if we have this practice in our Kehila or not, you know, where I grew up to have this practice, that there's a halacha that one should recite all the, it's a Gemara, comes from a Gemara, Sorach Loim Raseres B'nei Haman Raseres Akol B'nei Shimachas, in one breath, because they were hung in one shot. So you find in many Kehilas, the whole Kehila decides to recite the Aseres B'nei Haman.
Yeah, right.
So, listen to what the Chofetz Chaim says. Kosov HaChayodo Mashanoyegin v'miktis m'koymois Shekol HaKol Oimrim Yud B'nei Haman, that everybody in the congregation says the Aseres B'nei Haman. Ain't no minik, there's no basis in minik for this at all. El HaKoyre Yoimrim Levad, the one that reads the Megillah should say that. And they should just pay attention as in the rest of the Megillah. So usually the practice, bismaneno, of good Balei Kriya is they pull up to a halt right before that pasuk. So in case, you know, you do have members in the congregation that are going to recite it.
Take a breath also.
So, you know, but he makes a he pulls up for something much longer than a breath. So to let everybody, all the noise, finish, and when everyone gets quiet again, then he goes forward. But in reality, there's no basis in the halacha for this practice. That's what the Chayodim paskens. Yeah. Yes, we did. Megillah b'yudalet u'b'tesvav is tzorach lach tzorach harasorach. One has to look for a minyan. means if there's a minion that's available, it doesn't mean you have to, there's a whole shaila if you really have to run around to schlep a minion together. But certainly if you have a minion available, there's a shul down the block, you're not supposed to listen to the minion without a minion. It's part of the Pesumei Nisa. Then the Ebsher Basar, and if you can't read it with 10, Koyon Oysa B'Yochid, then you should read it even privately. Now, in Koru Oysa B'Tzibur, if they've already read it B'Tzibur, V'Eze Yochid Leishoma, Yucholik Roysa Filu L'Chadchila B'Yochid. He doesn't have to run around. Hoyel B'Koyon Oysa B'Yosa Ir Basar was already read with a minion. He doesn't have a minion available to him. He's not mechuyev to go schlep 10 people from somewhere.
He has to read it from a kosher megillah.
Yeah. Shayochid Koyon Oysa B'Zmanon. If a person by himself reads it in the right time, Sorach Levorach Aleh. So Lachzer Acher Asara, he says, Vim B'Esehu Koyon Oysa B'Tzibur B'Esak Nesses. He has a private minion in his house. And he has even up to 100 people at this private minion. But it's not a real shul. And at the same time, the local shul has it. Also, filu yesh l'kuf arash v'beis ha-mitzvah l'enach v'shom v'shom v'reim v'mahadras melech. V'chen mishoy v'beis ha-somach l'beis ha-knesses. You live right next to the shul. So all you have to do, v'chanonais ha-psuchas l'beis ha-knesses. When they lay in shul, you just sit at your dining room table and you hear everything. You have a seat. If you don't have a leilach lebeis haklesis, this is the kuliyam b'shem b'raivam, that to maximize the amount of people in the beis haklesis. But as long as it was beforesome in his city with a minion, so he's not mechuyev to go running around. And others want to say, Others say that even though it was read in town with 10, he should try to get 10. But bottom line is, 10 is not likul. He had a shayla, I believe today the shayla was, that someone is needed in a nursing home to read the Megillah. Mm-hmm. Now, we turn the clock now. So the Kriyas HaMegillah is late as it is. So with older people, a lot of them are going to go to sleep. So, you know, the guy wanted to know if he is mechuyev first to go to the minyan and hear it, and then afterwards to go to the nursing home. But if he's going to do that, he's going to wind up coming there at 9:30. So who's still going to be up altogether? So I told the person that came to ask on his behalf that he should go and he should be yoytze the Megillah there. And listen, he's yoytze any, it's not the most lechatchila, but he has the schus of being yoytze others that won't hear the Megillah otherwise. So that he should be mevater on the minion for that reason. So he asked me, should he go to a minion later? I said, what's it going to help him to go to a minion later? It was yaitzi already before. So
people shouldn't go to the block minion or the prime party to do it?
That's what it says. You shouldn't go to block minion for the minyan.
Okay.
So he's up to Chavetz Chaim. So we try very much I will also lechol kodem sheyishma kriyas ha-megillah. We're not supposed to eat before we hear the Megillah, which is a minor problem this year because the Tainus is on Thursday and on Shabbos we're going to eat all the way up until Tzeisa Kochavim. Yeah, with Chalas Shudas. So what happened to me, we're going to bench a little bit early. Be'ez Hashem, we know that we're going to bench about 25 minutes after Shkia. And a half an hour after Shkia, could be Mekel and Achana. And we're going to clean up and set up the downstairs. So that the people that have to hit a Megillah downstairs will have a decent place to hit a Megillah. But normally, I will also lechol kodem sheyishma kriyas ha-megillah. Afilu atainus kosher alov. Even if it is difficult, a person should not eat before the Megillah, unless they take ill. And it's very interesting. This is one of the most chomodik halachas. I believe it's discussed in Shubas Rivosh. By kriyashma, we rely upon someone else to remind me, and I'm allowed to eat before kriyashma. When it comes to the Kriyas HaMegillah, so then, Umo Machna. Why? Because it's a din of Persuma Nisa. Persuma Nisa, Umo Machna. Now, what is the Isra? He says the following. Also, Lechol. I am a Mogan of Rom Shemas in the Dafka Chila also. One can eat full fledged. I will Te'ima Ba'al Mashari. To take a little something, you're allowed. Ba'al Kane Toybeis and the Hokal Isha says she eat them Kodim Kriya Samagila. It's better he should take a small bite before the Megillah, will Olikro mi Plagamincha Olamayna, not to be Soymech on reading after Plagamincha mi Bayyun. The Rabbi Chodesh Korat Hagar Kulazur, Rabbi Chodesh said, one doesn't have the right to read so early. Vedaitu the Kodim says, Chod Meni Yetzi Klala Filu Di Eved. V'chein Mashma Das Agrova V'Yuro, that there's no din of Plagamincha for the Megillah. V'afilu Tima in Lahokel, even Te'imo, one shouldn't be making a little Litzarach Godel. Only if there's a major necessity. Da'ainu chaylik tzas, a person is not feeling well, or mishav is'anu v'atainas kosholo, or the tainas is getting fierce the whole day, and he doesn't feel so well as the tainas ends. V'shir te'imo, what is the shir te'imo? A'ainu kebeya pas, it's two kezesim of pas, o mashkin kishir beya. O mashkin shir beya is two revi'asim. So, it's not, it's enough to satisfy one for the moment to make it through the half an hour, three quarters of an hour of the Kriyas HaMegillah if one has to. But lechatchila, one should not even be toyim before. I will end with the following halacha. Kosev Rifimagodim writes, Sofagim Kores HaMegillah. Person, he was out of it, and he doesn't know if he was Yotzei Megillah or not. So you might want to say it's a suffix the Rabbanon. It says, Efshin the Lord, Minam is a Sikh of the Rabbanon of the Kula. Perhaps you don't invoke the principle of Sikh of the Rabbanon of the Kula. Why? Shem Dawri Dibre Kabbalah, because this comes from the Nach itself. And there are many Shitas that hold that something which comes from the Nach itself has a din. It's not as Chomer as a derisive, but nevertheless the din is suffix Dibre Kabbalah Lahachmer. So the Prima Godem is mistopic on this point. He says, but it's very likely that one has to read again, even re-suffix. So what's relevant to us is, if I have a sofik, if I was yotze or not, I have to read again. So I know I went to the Megillah, but I'm not sure if I heard a certain word. Maybe I dozed off a little bit. So if I have a sofik, so then I have to read again. The wisest course of action is to have one kosher Megillah and to read along the whole way, because if one's reading, one's attentive enough to read, then one's attentive enough to be yaitzi with that. Yes.
I have people reading here, and they disturb me. I can't hear the point.
Yeah, listen. They should read inaudibly.
They don't.
Well, that's a problem. That
I think it should be announced, because I have a very difficult time.
Okay, so thank you for the ha'ara, and Mir Tisham B'Nadam Shabbos will incorporate it into the announcements. Okay.
Drop the beam, wet the beam, clear the top of the
lung. Yeah, yeah.